I-44 in Eureka, just around the corner from everywhere. Long on quality, long on value, long on service. Longsautocenter.com. You can rest easy. You've called the best.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
Be sure to listen for Growing Green with Missouri Botanical Gardens' Gene Ponzi Sundays at 1 p.m. on KTRS. Brought to you by St. Louis Composting at stlcompost.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
all female sex orgy.
Oh yeah.
So oh boy. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... This is not the 16th, is it?
It is.
How can that be? The October 16th edition of Pinion's Playhouse already. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. That's where I've gone to the dentist for 40 years. In fact, 40 and one half years. It was the
spring of 1973. Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday.
I first went to Ballast Dental Care. I've been going there ever since, and I'd like for you to go there, too, and I'll tell you why after this.
Hey!
Who in the world could run such a complicated piece of equipment as a radio control board? Well, you should see the buttons.
Oh. Anybody?
Okay, anybody. The guy that runs it for us, and anybody could, happens to be Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. This is the birthday of my sister-in-law, Jane Strauss.
Whoa.
My brother's wife.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Yeah.
Do we say how old she is? Women don't like that.
You know what? I'm not exactly sure how old she is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
No.
That makes you look stupid. Like
yeah.
You don't care.
Yeah.
What you should have said was, oh, I know how old she is, but I prefer not to share.
She's 32,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You take off about 10 or 15 years.
32.
Okay, that's really clever. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy has been over there frantically trying to get a hold of the Cardinals management. He says, enough of the champagne, enough of Gatorade at football games poured over coaches. Enough, enough, enough. He wants to start a new tradition, and he says if we win the pennant, they should go in the locker room and just throw a bunch of what?
Cheese.
Throw a bunch of cheese all over the place.
Interesting.
He's just hung up on that cheese.
He is, yeah.
I'd make it like nacho, you know, like soft cheese. Sling that stuff all over the locker room. How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're brought to you by... You know, before I talk about Ballast Dental, can I mention something?
Yeah.
I think it's worth just stopping for a moment to reflect on the death of somebody very important, simply because of a particular song. Larry LaPrice has passed away.
Who's that?
I'm getting to that, Lauren. He's the man who wrote the Hokey Pokey, and he died.
Oh, wow.
Died, they say, peacefully at the age of 93. The most traumatic part for the family was getting him into the coffin. They put his left leg in, and then the trouble started. I had to do that. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. What do you say about a dental place? I mean, really, what do you say? They have comfortable dental chairs. Well, yeah, they have that. You know what I noticed, too, as I'm old enough to notice this, and Dan, you'd remember this, but Peon wouldn't. Remember back when you were a kid, you go to the dentist, that light was the size of a sewer lid.
I know.
That great big light.
And now it scared you.
Yeah, and now they have all this LED high intensity, little thing that just puts a spot right where they need it. Man, I remember that big old, it looked like some cyclops thing coming at you or something. And then there's just so much equipment-wise and from a technology standpoint that's better. But lots of clinics have that stuff, not just Ballast Dental Care. You know what the other places don't have? They don't have the staff. They don't have the people at Ballast Dental Care. Only Ballast Dental Care has those people. And I don't think they're ever going to approve this cloning thing. They're not going to sign off on that, where you can duplicate humans. We're not going to have that. So that's the only way you could have another dental clinic. Exactly like Ballast Dental Care. You'd have to have the dentist, the hygienist, the people in the front office. You'd have to have Lisa walking around singing. You'd have to have Leah telling you great stories about her workout routine, which is incredible. You'd have to have people there who tell you great jokes and ask you to tell them great jokes. And the whole time know that they're doing first-class work on your mouth, whether it's something simple like a cleaning or x-rays or something very complicated. It's the best of all worlds, and if you don't have a dentist or you hate your dentist or your dentist died or moved away, please, please consider going where I go to the dentist, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. .com.
Oh, no bill today.
What?
No bill today.
I was not informed. What happened?
Oh,
he's on the road.
He's traveling.
Well, you know, he has that on the road.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on the
so
road.
Sometimes he has to be on the road.
Right.
To do bill on the road.
Right. Yeah. That is true.
Had he been with us, he'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Well, I didn't know that. Maybe I wasn't paying attention and somebody told me that, but I don't think so. All right. When you think of a jockey, like a horse jockey, do you think of big, big money? Because I don't. I always feel like those guys,
underpaid.
They don't make a lot of money. Well, check this out.
I bet the top, the very top of the top, dude.
Oh,
the 1%ers.
Wait till you hear. John Velasquez, last Sunday at Belmont Park, broke the previous earnings record for any jockey anywhere. The previous record was held by Pat Day. But last Sunday, Mr. Velasquez, a jockey, hit a career total in earnings of $297,922,320. $297,922,320. I had no idea jockeys could make that kind of money.
Wow.
And Pat Day, who held the previous record, had a total in his career that was only 8,000 and some change less than that. His total was $297,914,839. That's a pretty big pile of money.
I bet that really is, though, the one percenters.
Oh.
I mean,
you know it is.
Yeah.
It's like golf. We see the handful of guys at the Masters. There are, in that whole PGA thing, hundreds of golfers. Well, they don't make that kind of money. They barely make enough to pay for their travel and stuff. Or I can't say pick any sport, but the racing. You know, we know a dozen names in racing, NASCAR.
Oh, right.
A lot of people that fall out because they just can't afford to keep doing it. But good for John Velasquez, just under, barely under $300 million for riding a horse. And I say he probably deserves it. That may look easy, just jump up on a horse and ride. I don't think so. I think you got to be in pretty good shape. And you got to know a lot about those animals. I want to take a moment to mention a trivia night that is benefiting the Fisher House in St. Louis. Fisher House is it's a network of homes. They're comfort homes. Think of Ronald McDonald. You know what Ronald McDonald did so the families of sick kids could be nearby? Well, what Fisher House is these homes built next to military centers and hospitals around the country, and they're available to the families of veterans at no cost while their military family members in the hospital. And they've stepped up during the government shutdown, and they're making payment to relatives of fallen service members. Good for them. And Associated Builders and Contractors is sponsoring a trivia night on November 2nd at the Moolah Temple. And I can't pronounce this. Moolah Temple Anims. A-A-O-N-M-S. I have no clue. A-A-O-N-M-S.
It's probably an acronym.
No, it's not. It's spelled really? Like just a name. It's not done in caps.
What is it?
A-A-O-N-M-S. Moolah Temple. All food and drink, including an open bar, will be provided.
The ancient Arabic order of the nobles of the mystic shrine.
Well, they should have put it in all caps then, if it's an acronym like that. Silent auction, 50-50 raffle. They have 45 tables they're trying to fill. They'd appreciate your support. It is $240 a table or $30 per person. And again, November 2nd. If you want more, the best thing to do, and I have a website here, but quite frankly, I don't know how many of you can remember this. You're in your cars, abckmo.org, which really is Associated Builders Contractors, ABCKSMO, Kansas, Missouri. ABCKSMO.org. Or do this, call Branham Electric in St. Peter's. That'd be the best thing, the easiest thing to do. Branham Electric in St. Peter's for the trivia night, November 2nd. I have been working on a commercial, and I don't know what client I want to present this to yet, but I've only written one line. And I not only have the line written, but I know how it should be delivered. And it should be delivered in a stilted kind of manner, like somebody's reading it poorly. Here's the line I have so far. I need to build the rest of the commercial around it. Can you give me an example? What do you think?
Well,
you think it'll go?
I mean, yeah, you can use that for a bunch of different situations.
It might work.
I got to build the rest around it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I can
yeah.
say, hey, I don't know where to get a new car. Well, I do. I know several places you could shop. And then the other guy says, can you give me an example? So you could fit it in anywhere.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I hear that Landoff has great cars. Oh, they've got some really great deals, trucks, several different models. Can you give me an example?
I called John Landoff and left him a message.
Now, you know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to hear what I just did, and you're going to be listening to the station, and I'll bet you hear a commercial where the guy says, can you give me an example? And they'll copy this.
Yep.
You wait. You stay tuned and pay attention. You're going to hear that because people steal from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of it. Will Ferrell, have you been watching him in these Dodge commercials?
Yes.
No.
Anchorman.
Yeah, it's tied into the Anchorman, the
Ron
second,
Burgundy.
Yeah, the sequel.
The glove box one, did you see that one?
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't either. I
don't
think they're kind of stupid.
You know what, I like a lot of stuff Will Ferrell does, but I think this is a mishit, this Dodge thing. There's nothing about these commercials that I could see could make anybody want to buy a Dodge.
I know, I seem to be in the minority here, but I can't stand that character.
Ron Burgundy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now, it's one of the things he's done that I like, and I don't like a lot of his stuff.
So you like that movie?
I did. I liked Ron, the Anchorman. I liked that movie.
Yeah,
but I don't get these Dodge commercials at all. They're stupid.
The one I didn't like was Ricky Bobby, the one about the...
Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
Oh, I wouldn't even
watch
that.
He did a bunch of that ABA basketball movie, the ice skating, ice dancing.
Oh, Will Ferrell has done some flops.
Yeah,
I don't get
any of those.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of his stuff, but I like the Burgundy thing. Now, there's another movie I really like. The reason I mention it is they are shooting the sequel right now down in Marietta, Georgia, and it's Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber 2. But here's how funny it already is. The title of the movie, they've even misspelled too. It's Dumb and Dumber T.O. That's how dumb they are. They don't even know how to spell T.W.O. I hope that if this is anywhere near as funny as the original Dumb and Dumber, I'm there when it opens. I absolutely think Dumb and Dumber is one of the dumbest It's supposed to be dumb and stupidest and funniest movies I've ever seen. Holy cow, did I laugh at that thing. Just like I did the first Ace Ventura. Jim Carrey, to me, what happened to him? I mean, he was funny. The Mask.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And could Cameron Diaz look hotter than she looked in The Mask?
There.
So shooting
Liar Liar was funny.
Funny. And so Me, Myself and Irene.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Hilarious.
So they're shooting down in Georgia, so I'm sure it won't be out till well into next year. Dumb and Dumber 2. Now, this is a great list. These are all true. Everything I'm going to tell you here is true. It's just great ironies over the years in America. I'll give you an example. And I checked some of these today when I saw this list. I thought, I'm going to just snoop around and see if they're true. They're absolutely true. The founder of Match.com lost his longtime girlfriend to a guy she met on Match.com.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Wah, wah. Yeah.
All right, now get this. Thomas Midgley Jr. was an American engineer and a chemist. He was left severely disabled after he contracted polio at the age of 51. He created a system of strings and pulleys to help people lift him from the bed. He died of strangulation. He got polio at 51. He died at 55 when he got entangled in the ropes of the very device he invented to help people lift him out of bed. That's just not right. In 1996, in Webster's Dictionary, there were 315 words misspelled. Well, you think about it. Who proofreads the dictionary? What do you use to check when you're proofreading?
So that other guy, the guy with the polio, and he died of polio then?
No, he died when he got entangled in the ropes.
He died of ropio.
Yeah, ropio or polio.
Polio. Oh, yeah, that's polio. Real funny. That's real funny, Dan. Get ready to burn in hell. The only member of ZZ Top, and I had heard this before, who doesn't have a beard.
Oh, the drummer.
Frank Beard.
Yeah.
His name is Frank Beard.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. 1995, there's a pool party, and it's a public pool or some kind of country club, not a private home. And all the lifeguards on the staff decide to throw a party, and they host the party to celebrate the fact that there'd never been a drowning at the pool, and at that party, somebody drowned.
Oh.
Just not right.
No.
Now, we remember when this happened, because we talked about it here. This wasn't that long ago. The owner and founder of the Segway died on a Segway. Off a cliff!
Yeah.
Remember, he had invented that all-terrain Segway?
Yeah.
And he goes off the edge of a cliff and dies. Clement Vallandigham was an attorney. This is 1871. He died after he accidentally shot himself in the head with a pistol. But check this out. He was defending a client on murder charges by proving that the victim could have shot himself with his own pistol. And he was reenacting the process, and in court, in front of everybody, accidentally shot himself, trying to prove a point with a pistol. And he did. He proved he could have shot himself by shooting himself and killing himself right in front of everybody. Now, there are two parts to this one. Charlie Chaplin, and I have read this several different places, entered a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. Remember what was the movie with the cane and the little...
The silent movie?
What the heck was the name of it? The little... clown. What the heck?
I don't remember.
But you know.
Yeah.
And he had the derby hat.
Yeah.
No, I'm stuck. What
the
was
one,
his name?
The one that he's most famous for.
The little something.
He twirled the cane and stuff. And
City Lights, The Kid.
No, way, way back. Charlie Chaplin, the little... We'll think of it later. He enters a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest, didn't even make the finals. Didn't even get in the finals. And Dolly Parton has told this story many, many times. Just on a goof, she enters a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and comes in third.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of the little what? Charlie Chaplin.
I don't see anything with the little here. Let's see.
Somebody. Dan, take this call. Somebody help us out here. Tell me what they're saying. I know it's the Charlie Chaplin, the little...
The Little Tramp?
The Little Tramp.
Oh,
that's
no,
it.
It's called The Tramp.
It's just called The Tramp?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it
that's
was
what I see
tramp.
On IMDb.
Okay. Oh, man, I remember this. I remember this when it was in the news. 1989, convicted murderer Michael Godwin had his sentence reduced to life imprisonment after 5 years on death row awaiting the electric chair. Now, he's sentenced to die in the electric chair in 89. He gets the lawyers, and they fight, and they appeal, and he finally gets his sentence reduced to life in prison. This is unbelievable, but it happened. He was sitting on, you know, those steel toilets in the cell?
That's right.
He was sitting on the toilet in his cell in Columbia, South Carolina, trying to fix the television set in the cell, and he bit into a wire to strip a wire and was electrocuted on the toilet seat after he had just gotten out of the electric chair sentence. Two more. Barry Manilow, 1976 or 78, had a huge hit called I Write the Song. You know that song.
Mm-hmm. I Write the Songs.
He didn't write that song. And the Hundred Years' War lasted 116 years. Yeah. So there you go. Great ironies in history. And we're not even going to go into this story about these two little, I don't know what to call these two little monster 12 and 14-year-old girls who drove this other girl to commit suicide. But what the 12-year-old girl posted on Facebook, which her mother now says she didn't do, that she was hacked. Let
right.
me tell you something.
Yeah.
These parents that, and here's another thing. She said, my daughter's a good girl. I am 100% sure whatever they're saying about my daughter is not true. Well, wake up, you dumb, stupid woman. Your daughter was a bully and harassed this girl along with her friend, and she killed herself. And what the little 12-year-old posted on her Facebook page is just unbelievable to me. And, of course, her mom says it wasn't her. It was hacked. And it was, yes, I know, I bullied Rebecca, and she killed herself, but I don't give a F.
Mm.
Wow. Wake up, Mom. Unbelievable. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An attorney is sitting in his office one day, and he's got a stack of papers, working late. He's got a stack of cases and paperwork and puff of red smoke. And there sitting across from him at his desk is the devil himself, Satan, staring this attorney down. And the attorney says, can I help you? He says, no. Satan says, no, but I can help you. I got a deal for you. And here's the deal. You give me your soul. I will make you the most successful attorney in the history of the United States. Forget Johnny Cochran. Forget, name them. Any attorney who's ever become famous, you'll have 100 times that success. You're going to be famous. You're going to be rich. You're going to win every case. You're going to be on the cover of Newsweek and Time. You give me, the devil, your soul. I'll get you all the riches and success you can imagine. But I'm also going to take the life of your wife, your parents, your children, your grandparents. They're all going to die, and they're going to come with me, and they're going to burn in hell for eternity. What do you think? And the lawyer says, okay, so what's the catch?
All right, let's see how traffic's rolling right now. Let's check in with Tim Weiland.
Things aren't really that bad, Dan. Now that all the accidents have been cleared on westbound 70, you're slowing approaching Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. If you're traveling on southbound 270, that's getting a little bit better. You're slow from Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, just a little bit heavy now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. On southbound 170, it looked like we were slowing from about Forest Park Parkway when I looked at it down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 has picked up a little more volume. If you're heavy Hampton through McCausland, then you'll find it slow off the pace between 270 and Mason, and then again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. You'll find huge savings like 12-ounce Velveeta shells and cheese for just $1.98 at Walmart. Ends October 31st. While supplies last, see store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch.
Unless you're in your car in traffic.
The Big 550 KTRS and KTBI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Hi, Kelly Jackson here. You may know my face from Channel 5, but now you'll get to know my voice on KCRS. Beginning Monday, I'm joining McGraw Live in the morning. I'll essentially be updating you with news and information, but I have a feeling it'll be more than that since I'll apparently be the only adult in the room. This could get interesting, so check out McGraw Live in the morning, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KCRS.
It is unlike anything you've ever seen on our stage. The visuals are astounding. It's a unique way of telling the story.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director at The Rep, previewing the main stage production, Fly.
The celebration of the Tuskegee Airmen, you can't help but be impressed with what these young guys decided to do for this country.
Fly combines live action, video, and the compelling Tap Griot, an innovative dancing storyteller who expresses the feelings the officers cannot.
Not only is this a story about the greatest generation, but for younger people to go say, what am I going to do that's exceptional?
Fly, playing at The Rep October 16th through November 10th.
It's a magnificent experience, opening a pathway for lots of conversation about the history of the airmen and why what they did was so important.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Fly, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news! The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Maybe going back to the bank today to put that money back in, thinking he may not need it. We'll see. It's not over till it's over. Mike Evans is in Southern California. That's where Los Angeles is located, I believe. He is brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Guns is in Chesterfield Valley, and they're closed on Monday. That's the only day they're closed. But you need to go online, check their website out. There's a link to it at frankopinion.com. You click on sponsors, and there it is, the wonderful menu and their gift certificate ideas and that Smokehouse Market. Every once in a while, we just go there and grab something and take it home, even though it would never compare to my wife's good home cooking. Sometime I have to settle for a second. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I think it's somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please give it up for Mike Evans.
And where are you going to be Friday night, St. Louis? Probably watching the Dodgers back in St. Louis with Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in baseball, going in Game 6.
Yeah, it's looking that way.
There he is right there on television, right there, Kershaw.
Looking that way.
Yeah, well. Last year you were up 3-1, I believe, against the Giants, weren't you?
Yeah, it has happened, yes.
Ended up losing the series.
That's true, but that was last year.
That was last year, homie.
We'll see.
What happens.
We'll see.
I just made that up. We'll see what happens.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway.
No.
Damn it. Pop quiz question, according to a recent survey by Reader's Digest, who do Americans say is the most trusted person in the United States?
Mm.
Tom Hanks. Billy Graham, Brian Williams, Dr. Phil, answering just
Dr. Phil.
TV news, Sir Anthony Hopkins sent a letter to the producers of Breaking Bad and the star, Bryan Cranston, saying, quote, Congratulations on the most brilliant television I've ever seen, end quote. It's quite a compliment coming from Sir Anthony Hopkins.
We read the entire email yesterday. It was incredible.
Yeah, it really was. Alec Baldwin's new late show on MSNBC, not pulling the ratings that they had hoped. Oh. Mark Burnett's next reality show is a cooking show with amateurs on the TNT network. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Kathy Bates is still calling NBC names for canceling her show, Harry's Law, now telling everybody there's no show on NBC that pulls as big a numbers across all demographics the way her show did. They complain. NBC said it skewed a little old. I liked Harry's Law. I thought it was a great show. I kind of like it that Kathy Bates kind of sticks it to them.
Yeah, but what does she think she's going to accomplish? But
nothing. I think it's just pointing out that these networks don't know it all any more than radio station management knows it all. They don't know it all. Usually they're stupid and ignorant.
Well, you've never worked here.
Well, no. No, I haven't. Yeah. That's the exception.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. TV ratings blacklist continues to dominate Monday nights.
It's a good one. Told you.
Did you watch it Monday?
Yes. I told you the first episode. This is a hit. This is
I know
amazing.
You did. I we taped it. We'll probably watch it tonight. We haven't watched it because we've been watching the Dodgers pee on themselves the last couple of nights.
And it's hard to do a drama like that, that suspenseful, that edgy, on network television without the usual language and graphic situations. They go right to the edge. They know exactly how far they can take it with the FCC, but it's very, very realistic.
Do you think that he's her father?
I don't know yet. I don't know. That's the word, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Movie nuggets, big movie being shot in Hawaii, and I don't know what the deal is on this film. All I know is that I got word of it, and I kind of did a little digging, and some people at the studios I talked to said, well, we really can't talk about it. What? You can't talk about it. It has no title. It's only called The Cameron Crowe Project. I have found out it's a romantic comedy, but Bradley Cooper, Bill Murray, Emma Stone, all kinds of stars in this movie. I don't know what the deal is, but they're shooting it now on Oahu. When I find out more, I'll let you know. Something odd about this film. I will review Robert Redford's movie All Is Lost in a couple of days. Here's a little tease, though. The film is 2 hours long, and there are only 20 lines of dialogue.
I can tell you something. I saw him interviewed, and I saw some of the clip. This looks horrible to me. You know what it looks like? That thing with Tom Hanks and the volleyball, where it was just him,
or Castaway,
or whatever. It's kind of like that, and I just thought, man, can I sit through 2 hours of watching this guy on a boat? I don't know. Maybe.
I won't tell you what I thought yet.
We'll be anxious to hear it.
Remember the worst movie we ever saw in Franco?
No.
Oh, it was with that Ralph Fiennes.
me and
Franco and Mrs. Franco and the long suffering Cheryl on a New Year's Eve 1 year.
Was this The English Patient?
Yeah. I think it was English.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
We went and had horrible seats in this theater. And Frank and I looked at each other. I thought I was hoping maybe he'd hit me in the mouth and knock me out, so I wouldn't have to watch anymore.
We would have been doing each other a favor if we'd done that.
Oh, it was horrible. Quick book review: A Bite of the Apple, My Life with Steve Jobs, by Chrisanne Brennan. Was Steve Jobs' early girlfriend, also the mother of his first child. She goes into detail about the days when they were broke, the sad days, the very wild and crazy sex with Steve Jobs.
I don't care to hear about that. No.
And a very ugly breakup. In fact, it was so ugly that Steve Jobs said that the daughter wasn't his, but later her DNA proved that it was. 3 stars. The book is good. First Oscar odds for Best Picture. Oddsmakers have just named 3 they say are guaranteed to be nominated. They are Dallas Buyers Club, Captain Phillips, The Butler.
What is Dallas Buyers Club? I've never heard of it.
It's a great movie. It is a great movie. It stars Matthew McConaughey. Well, by the way, let me finish real quick. First Oscar odds for Best Actors. The oddsmakers say Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club would be nominated. Forrest Whitaker for The Butler, and Tom Hanks for Captain Phillips. I think Tom Hanks could be nominated for Saving Mr. Banks too. He plays Walt Disney in a biopic of sorts of Walt Disney. the Dallas Buyers Club is a true story about this guy that has AIDS, and he's just a cowboy that doesn't really play by the rules, that he realizes he is dead. He's going to die. He's dying, and he goes to Mexico and finds these drugs. This is years ago, that can keep him alive, and he starts smuggling them back over and giving them to people that are dying. And of course, the police are trying to arrest him. And it's really and Matthew McConaughey, who's 6'4" and weighs normally 230 pounds, got down to 107 pounds.
Oh, come on! Wow,
that's what he looks you don't even recognize him. He's so gone.
He's 6'4"?
That's what they say.
Wow. That's dangerous.
It is. Anyway.
No.
No.
Anyway.
No.
And finally. I don't think it's very fair that you don't give me an anyway, Franco. Looks like it's you only got one more at bat to get three runs.
Yeah, we know.
We can do it.
Or you can't do it. Good luck, though. I love St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I'm looking forward to coming to St. Louis in a couple weeks. You'll probably be gone while I'm there, so that way you won't have to invite me into the studio.
Well, let me check my schedule.
Hmm. You going to be there?
No.
I didn't give you the dates yet, butthead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wait. Yeah, tell them the dates.
Yeah.
Tell me. 23rd, 24th?
Yeah.
24th, 25th.
Those are the ones I'm gone.
Oh, man. What are the chances?
Crap.
Anyway.
And family.
According to a recent survey, Reader's Digest, who did America say is the most trusted man in the United States? Tom Hanks, Billy Graham, Brian Williams, or Dr. Phil?
Brian Williams.
Tom Hanks.
I hope it's Billy Graham.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, my goodness.
A freaking actor.
Brother.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. Go Dodgers! See ya.
Why would people trust Tom? They don't even know him.
I know. Yeah.
Trust somebody you don't know. Of course, they don't know any of those people. Really.
He does look like he wouldn't lie, though, I have to say.
And he's never in trouble. You don't hear about the TMZ talking about him or paparazzi.
One of these days, maybe I'll bring a guy in the studio here. He's a friend of my wife's, and he went out to L.A. and they did the actors thing, and he finally gave up on it, and he did a lot of work out there, and he worked with did some work with Tom Hanks. He says Tom Hanks is a major jerk.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, what we see working with somebody is different than going to see their movies and stuff and how they handle people and how they deal with people. You know, they have the side they want us to see. And maybe it was just that situation. Maybe he's not. Maybe he is really a nice guy, but trust him. How do you say you trust somebody you don't even really know? They said that about Cronkite, Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America. Okay, I guess I can see that. They like the way he delivered the news, and who knows. It's like that People magazine, Sexiest Man Alive. Really? Of all the people in the world? No, it's from the little handful of people that are on the A-list that they choose from. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Speaking of Chesterfield Valley, that's where Amini's is. Amini's is the building with a big copper dome on it, and they have 8 different fire pits they want you to know about, because fall's here, cool nights are here, a lot of people like to sit outside. Fire pits are great. They're fantastic. And they have them starting at $1,199. Now, they also have freestanding patio heaters, and you've all seen these. You go to places where they have outdoor dining, and it's those things. They're on a pole, and they glow red at the top, and they put out a lot of heat. They're outdoor heaters. And you may have thought, well, we'd never be able to afford that. How about this? They start at $199 at Amini's. Stretch the season. Make the outdoors last a little longer. And they just got a shipment of shuffleboard tables. And they can guarantee delivery, obviously, in time for the holidays. But don't procrastinate and put this off. And I'm going to tell you this. I've got a shuffleboard table. I love shuffleboard. I like pinball machines. I like arcade games. I like that stuff. I like lazy man stuff, things you don't have to do any exercise to do. And shuffleboard is one of those you're never going to have to worry if the power goes out. Keep playing. Nothing's going to break. Nobody has to come out and tune anything up or replace any bulbs or parts. It's shuffleboard. But you want a professional-grade board, and that's what they have at Amini's. Like everything else, no junk in any category at Amini's. Amini's, check them out. Go in, walk around, take your time. AMINIS in the Valley, Chesterfield Valley, Aminis.com.
Time for a quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, southbound 270 is slow a little south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 just slow Hampton through McCausland, but you look pretty good until you get out to the Chesterfield Valley. Then you're heavy west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound set 270, that's slowing now Lindbergh through New Florissant. This report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. You'll find huge savings like 12-ounce Velveeta shells and cheese for just $1.98 at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch.
Unless you're in your car in traffic.
The Big 550 KTRS and KTVI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Tell them Laura knows. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot. Sorry. Right. Hey, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.